In the gospel story today, John the Baptist sees Jesus coming and he says, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then the very next day he's standing there with two of his disciples and he says it again, "Here is the Lamb of God." In Latin, it's Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. And it's been set to music in thousands and thousands of settings with the most exalted and most beautiful music. So it has become one of the devotional texts and devotional pieces of music for the Christian faith. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Has profound meaning and depth because it tells us about who we are and something about the world we live in. And it tells us about Christ. We live in a world that we don't fully understand. A few weeks ago, Katie and I went to the theater at Port Gamble and we saw The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Stu Smith was an actor. He was Mr. Beaver. He did a great job of being Mr. Beaver. And the story of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is a story about a kingdom that is ruled by a cruel white witch. And the witch has cast a spell on this kingdom so that it is perpetually winter. Spring never comes. The subjects in the kingdom, who are fauns and elves and dwarves and beavers, know about a figure named Aslan, a lion named Aslan. And they know that Aslan will come someday to bring spring again. But they are waiting for Aslan. And four children stumble into this world. And they enter into the struggle by getting to know some of the characters there, the fawn and Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. And they learn about Aslan, and they find that Aslan is coming. Aslan the lion, who is, of course, the Christ figure. And when Aslan comes, what they find is that they are going to struggle against the evil of the white witch, but that Aslan must die first in order for him to be able to overcome the white witch. And he dies and is returned to life, and then spring comes again. So the sin of the world in this story is the kingdom that is frozen in the perpetual winter. And Christ, Aslan, is the Christ figure who takes away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Notice that it's not the sins of the world that John the Baptist says, it's the sin of the world. Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's not individual acts of things that we've done wrong that he's talking about. It's this condition of the world that is the problem. The sin of the world. So in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the sin of the world is like living in a kingdom where spring never comes. Let me tell you another story to illustrate the sin of the world. It's like living in a nation where there's a deadly virus that is rampant, something like Ebola. The borders have been closed, no one can get in, no one can get out, and the virus is spreading rapidly, so everyone in the nation is getting this virus. The only way it can be cured is to have someone come who has the right antibodies, and that person miraculously appears, and through their death, they're able to provide the antibodies that bring about the healing of the nation and a cure for the virus. So the sin of the world in this case is like living in a kingdom with an epidemic, a deadly epidemic. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Or let me tell you another story. The sin of the world is like living in a besieged city like Aleppo, where Every day the bombs fall and the battles rage. There's no water, there's no food, there's no medical care. And into this city comes one person who arranges a peace between both sides, but in the process of it, he is killed. So in the sin of the world, in this case, is living in a besieged city, and Christ is the figure who comes to bring peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. The Gospel of John is saying that we live in a dark world, but light is coming into the world. There's a light coming, and the light is not going to be overcome by the dark. Not everyone believes that, I know. A lot of people believe that we're living in Disneyland, where it's the happiest place in the world, and no one is ever sad. But I think if you look at life honestly, you realize that life is not like that. There is a darkness in the world, and we need to look for the light that is coming into the world, and that light is Christ. In our personal world, the sin of the world is like a heavy burden that we have to carry around. It may be anxiety, it may be shame, it may be the wounds from childhood, but all of us carry some kind of a burden. Even if we don't want to admit it, we have a burden. What the gospel is saying is that there's a path to have this burden lifted, and that path is a relationship with Christ. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. You lift that burden of sin from us. I heard a news story recently about a young man who committed a crime as a teenager and was sentenced and put in prison. And when he got out, he tried to get a job, and he was unable to get a job because as soon as they found out that he had a record, they didn't talk to him anymore. So there was a nonprofit agency that became an advocate for him and took his case all the way to the governor, and the governor pardoned his sentence and removed it from the record. And he said, "It's just like having a whole new life in front of me." So for him, the sin of the world was like living with a conviction. And Christ was the one who was the advocate and brought him freedom. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. If you read the Gospel of John from beginning to end, it's not very long, what you find is that you're continually confronted with a question. And that question is, do you believe what Jesus is saying? Do you believe what he's saying about himself? Is he the Son of God? Is he the Messiah? Is he the Lamb of God? And I'll bet by the time you get to the end of the story, at the end of the gospel, you will say, "Yes, I believe." The gospel ends by saying, "These words have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life in his name." And that is why for so many centuries, those words have been sung, "Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world." Amen.